Preparing for the next Woody and Jim Show podcast. Remember, if you steal jokes from us, you're stealing twice.
Okay, so I got to know if this is just my daughter or is this everybody in Gen Z? Do Gen Zers hate exposed feet? So there's a thing out there, like my daughter said it, and then I started seeing some things online that said they don't want anybody to show their feet, especially themselves. That they will cover their feet. Like, you know how there was a flip-flop generation?
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe like, you know, 15 years ago, like flip-flops to everything, even formal things. Now it's like, don't show your feet whatsoever. Our intern, Maddie from MTSU, tell us about you, how you feel about feet and the people that you know of your age, friends and things like that. Is this true? Is this like, is it no longer acceptable to show parts of your feet?
I don't like feet personally, but.
So you fit this. This is like, you don't want to see feet.
I guess like, I don't.
It's okay.
I feel like when I see like bare toes is what I call like no polish feet,
right.
then I'm like, oh, like, ew. But I can't, or like. Men in flip-flops is kind of like my, I don't like flip-flops, but it's not like I don't like people showing their feet, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't like, feet are gross, so I don't like feet. So
that's what I've been hearing, yeah. Feet are gross.
You're the exact opposite of Quentin Tarantino, who loves feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you mention that, Woody, because I went into Google and I typed in, why do young people not like feet? And it said that a part of Gen Z's feet avoidance is centered around the concern that too many people now have foot fetishes,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to be like in the gaze of somebody who might be looking at them in a really awkward way, especially online. So I guess, is there more people into feet than there ever was? Or are we just getting exposed to them because we were on, you know, online so much?
It's a really good side hustle for girls to sell feet pics. So
okay.
I feel like
so if you have an OnlyFans where you're just doing feet.
Yeah. Like it's a real side hustle. Like people will get their toes done or they don't have to do all that. Like it just depends what the person's asking
for. What their preferences are.
And you just like from seeing someone do it, a friend, it was like 30 minutes of them just like twiddling. Their
just
feet.
Doing, just wiggling their feet.
Yeah, and they made over $100.
That's okay. Pretty good work.
Mm-hmm.
Which also means that, yes, there is a lot more people out there willing to put their hard-earned money into seeing a stranger's feet.
As we work our way into a foot fetish-based economy.
But you know what? Maybe it's with people of a certain age not wanting to show their feet. That has created the market for people who really want to see feet to pay to see them because they're not going to see them walking around exposing their feet.
You'll be able to see it in the privacy of your own home.
You want to see my feet? Not for free.
I've always joked about this because I have hobbit feet. Oh. I have like the ugliest feet.
You are the embodiment of all their fears.
Yeah.
You're the sum of all their fears.
I am. And my girlfriend Melissa says, you know, somebody would probably be into that. I went, no, I don't want to know if people are into this or not.
Yeah, I don't know, but it sounds like a good side hustle. It's worth a try.
Yeah, I could have my hobbit feet. I could, you know, for extra money, I could squish mud in between my toes.
You could be one of the next great influencers out there. Hobbit foot man.
Yes. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. Of course, coming up a week from tomorrow, it's going to be The Price is Right live at TPAC. And you can win your way in. All you have to do is play our little pricing game. We have April on the line in Hendersonville. Hey, April.
Hello.
Hello.
So, April, let us tell you about the item that we have. And we've given you the three numbers that will, if you flip them around, you'll get the right actual retail price of our item.
All right.
But let me describe it first.
Please, Jim.
In a way, I will be too enthusiastic. What we have is an original 17-inch tabletop griddle with hood. Wherever you go, take your original 17-inch griddle with hood. Whether you're tailgating before the big game, camping with friends, or having a picnic in the park, the portable design means you'll have restaurant-quality food with you wherever you go.
Oh, wow. Hey, April, okay, the numbers we gave you are 5, 1, and 9. What order should those numbers be in for the actual retail price of the Blackstone tabletop griddle with hood?
$195.
$195 is not correct.
Oh,
April. Oh. In fact, you were kind of close. You know,
close.
You did well.
Yeah.
Why don't you stick around? We'll play Gender Wars
with you in a little bit.
Okay? All right. We'll put you on hold. Stick around.
Yeah.
Oh.
After the break, we'll try it again. Well, okay, you eliminated that. Okay, so now you have to figure out what the real retail price is.
I know, I don't know.
All right. So give us a call. Now it's your turn in our listening audience to try to guess the retail price of this griddle. The numbers are 5, 1, and 9. Put those in the right order to give us the retail price. Give us a call. And let's just throw some more numbers at you. Our Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline is 615-553-0933. Come on, smart people. You know this one.
Yeah, you can play our little Price is Right game and also play Gender Wars. There's so many things happening in the next few minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
April, you hold on. Nose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Welcome back to The Price is Right. As we have Carmen in Mount Juliet, our next contestant, to try to get the price right on this Blackstone tabletop griddle with hood. Jim, do you have more things you can tell us about this product?
I do. Thank you for asking, Woody. The rear grease management system makes it for an easy cleanup and an easily controlled heat zone for fast and efficient cooking.
All right.
So, okay, this is the tabletop griddle. We give you three numbers. These are the numbers of the price just in the wrong order.
Right.
And they are 5, 1, and 9.
All right.
Last caller said $195, and it was incorrect.
Okay, so Carmen in Mount Juliet, give us the correct retail price of this Blackstone tabletop griddle with hood.
$591.
Is that incorrect? Okay.
No.
I guess we've narrowed it down now.
I'm just going to say the price was too high.
Okay.
But thank you so much for playing, Carmen. Call again sometime.
All right. Let's go to the next line. I think we have Jerry here. Are you there, Jerry? Hello?
Jerry.
Hello.
Okay.
There's Jerry.
We've whittled down the price.
Okay. The Blackstone griddle. Three numbers, 5, 1, and 9. Put them together to create the actual retail price of this griddle. It is not $195, and it is not
$500.
Okay, so. What do you think?
519.
No. I think we have somebody else standing by.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Okay. Oh, you're Jerry. Okay. It wasn't Jerry on the last line. You are now Jerry. Okay.
All right, Jerry.
Okay.
So it's not $195. It's not $591. It's not $519.
So we've eliminated those. What could it possibly be?
You might go a little lower.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the price?
$159.
$159
is correct. The price is right.
The longest episode of The Price is Right is now over. Congratulations.
But the most exciting, I don't know, I'm so excited just playing this.
I know, and it's a lot of fun.
I mean, you're going to get to go see the real deal, The Price is Right Live at TPAC next Thursday. So congratulations, Jerry. You hang on the line. We're going to get information from you.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Your doom scrolling stops here.
There's a really cool story. It was on News Channel 5. Our friend, of course, Sanders, did a story about Joseph Morton, who used to work at the Woodland Hills Youth Development Center as a juvenile officer, and he worked there for about 20 years. After he retired from there, he decided he was going to start fostering kids. And a lot of these kids come from very troubled backgrounds.
Yeah.
He's able to kind of get them started. And Carter is the first kid that he ever fostered.
He treated me like a man, you know, kind of, you know, young man. He kept it real with me, and he was very realistic, you know, about what I should expect in the real world.
When I tell these boys, they're not in the boat by themselves, and we both paddle together. It makes me stick my little bird chest out to let me know that I've accomplished something.
And the amazing thing is he has fostered 85 boys.
And they have gone on
to do great things.
Successful lives. Happy lives. What an amazing guy.
Yeah.
Who's dedicated his working life and his retirement to making life better for these kids.
Yeah, he gets them a place to sleep. He takes them to Ross Dress for Less, gets them some clothes, and just, you know, he's done an amazing job. So.
This is a guy truly making a difference in Nashville.
No kidding.
Not just posting something, you know, like changing his profile picture on social media to show support. He actually lets people into his home and changes their lives.
So kudos, Joseph. You are the one changing our mood this morning. Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Brought to you by Goin Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood packing and shipping center.
All right. Let's grab our contestants.
For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April. Okay, now you didn't do too well on Price is Right, but maybe you'll do this and win yourself some Predators tickets, okay?
Way to rub it in.
No.
We have
no
faith.
Judgment.
You're going to do okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joining April on line five, we have Sean. Hey, Sean.
How you doing?
All right.
We're doing good, thank you. All right, Sean, what part of town do you live in?
I live in right beside Murfreesboro, Christiana.
All right.
Okay. So you guys are sort of neighbors. Let's get the game going. First, let's have a get acquainted question. Let's just tell everybody what's on the lock screen wallpaper of your phone.
Okay.
Starting with you, April.
It is a picture of my kids. They stole my phone one day. I left it laying out and made the most goofy picture ever and set it as my lock screen.
And they lock it where you couldn't change it? I love that.
I love that. Sean, what about you? What's on the lock screen of your phone?
Yes, sir. It's a picture of the beach that I took last week on fall break.
On fall break? Ooh, a nice beach picture.
Very
beautiful.
Cool.
Kind of brings you serenity as you come back to civilization.
Very cool.
All right. You each have a screw you can use in the contest.
You can change it.
You're going to change it?
No. Heck no.
Okay. Never. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get the game going.
Multiple choice is how we start. Okay. April, is WD-40 a brand of oil, a lubricant, or a size of a tire? WD-40.
It's a lubricant.
It is a lubricant.
That is correct. Yeah. And April's on the board with the right answer. Let's see if Sean can match. Sean, does a Marty and Liz store, do they sell shoes, gift baskets, or flowers?
I would have to say shoes.
Shoes is correct.
Nice job. We always say, when in doubt, say shoes.
All right. Hey, April, New York City has two NFL football teams, the Jets and who else?
Is it the Bills?
No.
They are in New York, but not New York City. We were looking for the Giants. That's okay.
Okay.
Should have said city, Woody.
I know.
Gosh.
I did say New York City,
did you?
I
think you just said New York.
I don't know.
You said New York. April was
deceived. Should we give her the...
Oh, she gets it.
Okay, we'll give it to her.
Yeah, we'll give it to her.
Okay, because we're leaving.
Okay. Yeah.
It was my mistake, so I partially blame myself.
Sean says, don't give her up. Okay, Sean, you can tie it up. A woman hired to breastfeed another woman's baby is known as a what?
Oh, man. You got me on this one. I don't have a clue.
And doesn't want to use the screw. Okay. Got to give you the buzzer on this one.
Yeah.
That's a wet nurse.
Yeah. Or just a really good friend.
Okay.
Really good friend.
I could have been a good friend, but.
Okay.
Hey, April, I got educated.
April, you can lock down a win here if you get this one right, okay?
Okay.
Who played the title role in the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Oh, my God. I could see his face. He was in The Office.
Yes. Got a name?
Oh, my God. Carell. Oh, my God. Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You just beat the buzzer. Woody's finger was on the buzzer. And
that
Sean.
Was a hard one.
Sorry. You were a fun competitor, but you lost to April, who won the
on
game.
On the breastfeeding question.
Right, on the breastfeeding question.
The breastfeeding question, yeah.
So do your research about that kind of stuff and play again sometime.
Yeah. Sean, we hope you'll begrudgingly play again sometime soon.
For you, April, we're going to give you tickets to Thursday night's Preds game.
Nice.
For winning this, and we'll also send you a certificate of bragification that you can show to all your friends and maybe make it your phone screen's lock. Your screen wallpaper.
We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning, 7:20 with Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. You may be on the ground floor of the perhaps latest viral catchphrase.
Yeah, let's take a walk first before we play for you this thing that you may be honored to hear for the first time. Let's take a walk down Memery Lane.
Memery.
For these famous catchphrases.
All right.
Over the last few years. Here's, the biggest one of all time.
Charlie bit me.
And then there's Antoine Dodson.
So, had your kids, had your wife.
And the kid with the bear.
Can I pet that dog?
No, he's
can
sleeping.
I pet that dog?
He's not a dog.
Can I pet that dog?
Can I pet that dog?
All right, tell us, Woody, which phrase could now become the new super popular phrase.
The new phrase, perhaps, is turkey legs is ham.
Turkey legs is ham. Okay. Let's take a listen to
turkey legs is ham.
Oh, my God.
Turkey legs is ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys.
I was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham. We just call them turkey legs. What do you want us to say? Pig leg? Mind blown.
So, okay, before we get into the how popular turkey legs is ham might become, could it be she just went to a terrible vendor? Because I know turkey legs.
Right.
I have gotten turkey legs at the Renaissance Festival, at like festivals and fairs and stuff like that. And they ain't ham. I know ham. I know pork. I know my meat. I've inspected my meat.
Well, that's, Jim, that's where you're totally wrong because
turkey legs is ham.
And don't you forget it.
Turkey legs is ham.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I don't know if this is going to catch on or not, but if it does, you were here from the very beginning.
Are they yelling this out in Springfield, Ohio? Oh, my gosh. That in the next debate, that could come out.
Yeah.
That might just be the next thing. You know, they're eating the cats and dogs, and then
turkey legs is ham.
Thank you.
Turkey legs is ham.
The delayed responses made it even better. Made me anticipate it more.
All right. We'll keep you up to date on what happens next.
But if you can, work it into your regular, you know, conversations for the rest of the day. Turkey legs is ham.
Yeah, if anybody questions you at all, just or in an elevator, just go, hey, turkey legs is ham. Three things you want to know this morning.
Oh, man, you're incepting our heads. Stop it. So, if anybody's been watching the true crime series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, which is kind of a true crime documentary on Netflix about the two brothers who killed their parents 28 years ago, saying that they were being abused. The case is being revisited today in a Los Angeles County district attorney's office.
Yeah, a bunch of celebrities are on board trying to get them released.
Yeah, and some people are saying they were treated unfairly when they were sentenced to life in prison, and so they're going to revisit their sentence, and who knows, maybe it could be reduced, maybe they could be let out, or maybe they could say, no, you guilty.
You still killed
you
people.
You stay.
Yeah.
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 It'll be interesting to see if this whole groundswell of support for them actually changes anything.
If you're of a certain age, maybe you take your mom and dad on a job interview with you. About 40% of Gen Zers will take the mom and dad with them. Most of them will stay out in the lobby, not go in for the actual interview. But they said about 25% of the people, they go in with you and also ask and answer questions with mom and dad there. So I don't know how that bodes well for your future with that company.
I don't know. If the answers are good, I'd say, you know what? Those are great answers.
Yeah.
I would like to hire your mom instead of you.
Instead of you.
Because mom seems to have, you know, everything all together.
Wow.
You know, that would be certainly a boon to
yes.
mom's employment.
Can I bring in my maybe helicopter parents?
Right? Oh, my gosh. So neuroscientists have discovered that they have found the most relaxing song ever. And it is the song you're hearing right now by a British ambient music band called Marconi Union. The song is called Weightless. Is this making you relaxed?
I am so relaxed right now.
Are you hopefully not closing your eyes and driving off the road? No. This song, actually, they put like, you know, people's heads into machines and measured, you know, their calmness.
Why do you have to get so scientific? And put people's heads in machines.
And this one was like 65% reduction in stress.
Wow.
For people listening to this.
Wow.
It sounds like what they play when, you know, I've gotten a massage.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Very relaxing music.
Exactly. So. They say some other like pop songs that also have relaxing qualities are stuff from Adele and Coldplay and Enya.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense, but
so
enjoy. You've just been calmed.
Hopefully that hasn't put you to sleep. If so, wake up!
Turkey legs is ham!
Wake up to the reality that turkey legs
is this
is
so
ham.
True?
Turkey legs is ham!
Totally hits, totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. You went to the Preds game last night.
Yeah, a little tired, a little dragging.
Yeah.
Because, you know, late night out on a school night, as I still call them.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah, because we get up so early in the morning.
Yeah, it was a rough night. So if you haven't been following the Predators, they put together like the best team they've ever had over the summer.
Right.
With the most talent.
On paper.
Yeah, and they've yet to win a game. They didn't win last night.
Yeah,
it was tough.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch. I was there. I had a great time, but the whole, like, I don't know what it is. They're just going to pull it together. They've got 79 more games.
Yeah, we have plenty. The season is young.
Yeah.
It is young and fresh-faced.
It just seems like right now they're super confused.
Yeah.
Especially whenever the other team has the puck near our goalie, Juuse Saros. We should be protecting and helping him.
Right. We should be there getting in the way of their shots.
But instead, they just seem to be confused. And frankly, if there was a mixtape in my head playing when I was watching them make mistake after mistake after mistake,
yeah,
it was this song. I mentioned it to my friend. I said, you know that song? I was like...
Many people call it the Benny Hill song.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it kind of does describe. So, like, they've got to get their house in order and they'll figure it out.
They will figure it out eventually.
It's going to be okay. But I was actually pretty mad when Seattle was all of a sudden beating us like crazy. There was like 8 minutes left in the third period, and I started to leave. And I never do that.
Right.
I stick around. Like, I'm a guy that stays through. And I'm just like, man, got to get up early. It's time to go. They're just looking not good at all.
And at that time, they were tied, right?
Well,
they were tied, and then
they were tied 3-3.
Seattle had like four goals in the third period.
They were tied 3-3, yeah. And then it became 6-3 in about a minute. And at that point, we're like, okay, there's no coming back. And so we like hurried and left. And then I was probably like a mile from the car and I realized, oh, I left my jacket in my seat inside Bridgestone.
Oh.
And luckily.
Will they let you back in to get it?
Well, I didn't have to go back to get it because Les, one of our sales guys who puts together a lot of like cool deals for
right.
advertisers on our show, he was sitting in a section over from me and I called him and I'm like, are you still there at the game? And he's like, yeah. Could you go get my jacket?
Well, so that's handy.
He saved me.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was like your mom.
I know. It's like, Mom, can you get my jacket?
Our salesman, Les, is going to say, and make sure I'm going to tie your mittens inside your jacket so you don't lose them.
Could you pick me up from school? I forgot my homework.
I'm tired.
So, yeah, thankfully for that. That was the most coordinated effort in the Pred Zone last night. Was our friend Les going to get my coat.
But as you say, the season is still very young.
And we've got the Titans. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, they're not doing well. Wait. We've got Vanderbilt undefeated?
Yeah.
Who saw that coming?
At least we have Vandy.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Who had that on their bingo card?
There's so much trouble with award shows like the Oscars, the Emmys. People aren't tuning in because they're terrible and boring.
Yes.
They may be doing something about the Oscars this year. There's rumor that they could have Deadpool and Wolverine as the hosts, you know.
That would be interesting.
Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
They got to do something.
Yeah, they got to do something.
To make it more interesting.
So, yeah, I would watch that.
I have the best idea ever was from, I do a podcast about movie reviews.
And right.
We talked about that one time. It's called the Untitled Film Project Podcast. We said, hey, what could they do to make the Oscars watchable?
Yeah.
And my friend Justin Bradford had the greatest idea. He said, have the Muppets host it. And I was like, that's brilliant.
With the two guys up in the balcony.
Yes. I would love that.
It's time to put on makeup.
It's time to light the lights.
I would watch that
Maybe
every time.
Maybe someone will watch the show tonight. Yeah, it's. I don't know. I always thought that was a great idea.
That is a great idea. 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone studios. All right, gentlemen, when you are of a certain age, you have to go to the doctor.
Okay.
And they have to check something. You know what I'm talking about.
That yes.
thing that nobody wants to talk about.
This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I believe November is called Probe Vendor. November.
Probe Vendor.
I just made that up.
Copyright that. That's amazing.
Provember.
So, guys, your next prostate exam could be done by a robot. In China, they're working on a robotic finger.
Oh, really? So it's not a whole robot.
No, it's just
the
finger.
The digit.
Apparently.
But it does it instead.
A bio-inspired soft finger that could check your prostate. They're saying maybe in the future, this technology could also be used to check breasts for cancer, that kind of thing.
Okay, but because maybe they would be really good at detecting things and
right.
stopping health problems before they get out of hand. That's for the common good, that is good.
Yeah.
And also for the awkward feelings that you have when you have to go have that exam.
Right. And you have an actual flesh and blood doctor.
If there's
doing
no
it.
Person yeah. involved, that's kind of good. That's what I'm thinking initially.
How do you know it's being done right, though?
I don't even. I mean, I love and know my doctor. We've had Dr. Major as our doctor for like,
yes.
I've had him for 20-some
yes.
years.
He actually gave us that check while we were on the air a long time ago.
I know.
He came in the studio
That's how much
with
I
rubber
trust
gloves.
Him.
Yeah.
But,
and he did that for us.
But still, there's always that uncomfortable. And like, doesn't matter what gender you are.
Mm.
There are exams that are just plain awkward.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it, yeah. But also, if you're doing it robot the robot instead of an actual human doctor, you're going to miss out on a lot of kind of things, like, you know, when the doctor has something whimsical to say, kind of like Dr. Norwood, a doctor I had years ago, used to say, bend over, I'll take it from here. And you won't have that awkward laughter.
yeah. That's
so there
I'm
you go.
Still I'm kind of leaning towards the robot.
Okay, so
not often.
It'll be a decision that'll have to be made in the future whether or not you'll let the robot have its way with you. three things you want to know this morning. Don't be a line cutter. There was a drive-through line cutter that got some instant karma in California.
Okay.
At a In-N-Out Burger. I guess he cut it in front of somebody in the line.
I hate line cutters, especially if they're in a vehicle.
And
what happened to him? I hope it's something really good.
I guess cut off and then waited until the guy who cut them off got up to the window.
Yeah.
And then the person that was cut off behind them went up to the window and said, I'd like to pay for everybody behind me. So everybody except the line cutter had their meal paid for.
Oh.
So.
Did he tell the line cutter? Because to me, that's only... Yeah.
Well, he said it right in front of them. Like, I'd like to pay for everybody behind me, not this guy.
Okay, good, good. Because he needs to know
the error of his ways.
So I did say today was a very important day that will change the future. And that's because today is the first day of early voting in Tennessee.
Yes.
So the early voting locations are open starting today. And if you are not registered to vote, it's too late. That deadline has passed.
Come and gone,
But if you are registered to vote, early voting is now underway starting today. Look for your local, locations where they're doing early voting, and you have, quite a while, a few weeks to get it done, or you can do it on election day. Your choice.
Yeah, it's supposed to be super close this year, so no matter who you're voting for, make sure you get out and vote.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I always complain about having to wear pants when the weather gets cold.
Yeah.
Well, now this could be a compromise and be highly fashionable. One-legged pants are now a fashion trend. You see them on the runways in Paris.
One-leg
pants. So you only have a leg on one side. And you may ask, well, are you still paying for both legs? Oh, yes. And then some.
They're because not less expensive because they're using less fabric. They're more?
It's fashionable.
Oh, my God.
And I guess you'll get to choose whether or not you want the right or the left leg.
I wonder if it's like, oh, yeah, we have another pair of pants that's just like it, but with the other side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's like somebody that only has one foot buying a pair of shoes. Find somebody else who also has one foot.
Does that mean there is just like a lone pant leg roaming the streets of Milan and all the other fashion capitals?
Yeah,
looking for a home.
In a dumpster out back going, I could have been jorts.
For 34 cents a day, you can sponsor these pant legs that were cut off laying in a dumpster.
This is the kind of world we want to live in. We will cheerfully talk at you tomorrow. What are we doing the rest of the day?
I've got to do an invitation on Canva for the rehearsal dinner for my daughter's wedding coming up
in about 10 days or so.
Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So something we can send out to everybody to say, okay, all right, if you're coming to the rehearsal dinner, this is where it is, this is when it starts, that kind of thing.
Very cool.
It's got to look really pretty, and hopefully my daughter won't reject it outright and say, forget it, I'll do it myself. What are you doing?
Well, I have a fence that's falling apart, so I got a fence guy coming over to take a look at it.
Oh, okay.
Also, I found out my ex-wife is going to be in town, so I'm going to surround my house with garlic so that she won't be able to get through. And I guess that'll work.
Silver bullets and a crucifix. Yeah.